So as Larry said, the Imagine Cup brings innovation, entrepreneurship, and technology together. And so we thought it would be a great opportunity to bring one of the leading minds of the Silicon Valley around entrepreneurship to come and talk to us today. So Adiba Barney is the CEO of SV Forum, Silicon Valley's largest and oldest nonprofit organization dedicated to educating and creating relationships within the technology and startup community. Prior to that, Adiba held several executive and leadership roles as an executive director of Silicon Vikings, and she launched the Swedish Innovation Project. Before that, Adiba has worked for 13 years within the Swedish innovation ecosystem, where she focused on creating sustainable networking platforms, developing, executing high-profile PR projects, and coaching hundreds of startups, entrepreneurs in international marketing, business development, market entry, communications, PR, and branding. Adiba holds a bachelor's in international marketing and business from Mälardalen University in Västerås, Sweden, as well as studies in branding, PR, media, communication from Burke School of Communication in Stockholm, Sweden. Our host today is Matt Thompson. Matt Thompson is our general manager of Microsoft Developer Evangelism, and he leads our developer evangelism and startups effort at Microsoft. He has firsthand opportunity to both observe and work with a number of Silicon Valley's most unique technology startups. His time is split between working with his influential community of technologists as they adopt Microsoft technologies, engaging with other developer communities across the US, and working with customers, partners, and of course students as they explore the breadth of Microsoft technology platforms offerings. When not working, you'll likely find Matt off an island somewhere following his passion, underwater photography. Please welcome Matt and Adiba.
You can take the shortcut.
Yeah. Why go
the long way? That's exactly true. So Adiba, I want to start by saying
thank you so much, Miriam. By the way,
thank you.
You nailed the Swedish there. Good
right.
job.
That's right. Much more impressive, by the way. So when Miriam and I talked about what we wanted to do, we said, so I sit here in Silicon Valley, my office down in our Mountain View campus. One of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to give you all a taste and a flavor of what it's like to engage kind of in the heart of Silicon Valley. And we said, how do we have that experience on stage? And so I'm very lucky that I get to work with Adiba almost on a weekly basis. I serve on her board for SV Forum. And SV Forum, as Miriam described, is really at the heart. It's one of the central hubs of what makes Silicon Valley tick. And so part of this conversation is going to be try to extract all that great knowledge from Adiba to explain kind of how Silicon Valley works. And we thought that would be valuable for this specific community. So Adiba, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I am so impressed by this. I have to tell you, I went around and I tried all the gadgets, and I listened to your pitches, and you guys are amazing. You're awesome. You should be so proud of yourselves, what you have accomplished. And thank you, Microsoft, for doing these kind of things. I mean, this is definitely what we need to move forward into the future with the next generation.
Well, so I agree. I mean, there's some great projects here. So why don't you, SV Forum's kind of this weird thing. Like, people talk about it. It's not a company. It's more than a set of people. Yeah. So what is SV Forum? How do you describe it to people?
So we're more of a knowledge kind of platform. So we function as a little bit of a center of knowledge about what's going on in Silicon Valley, a center for resources, information you can get about what's going on in Silicon Valley. And as you can imagine, Silicon Valley is a brand that's well known worldwide for being, you know, everything about the hottest innovation hub, the key place for startup entrepreneurs to come and scale their businesses, not necessarily start their businesses, but scale their businesses into a global market, as well as getting in touch with the venture capital. I mean, we have almost half of the U.S. venture capital is invested here in Silicon Valley, in this small area. So we function as the center that helps you find that or to understand what's going on in Silicon Valley, what's trending in technologies, how do you pitch to investors here, what do they look for, what's Founders Institute, what do they do, how can they help you, and you know, things like that, and what amazing corporates are out there that have different kind of programs for startups, accelerators, How do they invest in companies? So we put together a lot of content based on that and produce programs, conferences, events, even week-long programs for entrepreneurs that come and live in a house, and we work on their startup ideas and their products. So yeah, lots of it. And we, you know, we work with everyone from all over the world, so everyone that has some kind of interest in Silicon Valley. And being a nonprofit, a 501c3, we can actually support a lot of groups that might not be able to get that support from anyone else. So we work with Tech for Social Good, as we are focusing a lot on right now as well, and foundations to support areas that might not get the support they need.
So when people have asked, so if that's the organization, I want to hone in on you for a second. I'm going off script here, but that's okay. So people have asked me, so if that's the organization, then who's Adiba? Okay. And I go, she's the connector, right? So can you talk a little bit about the role you play in the ecosystem? Like, so the organization creates all those opportunities, and then how do you spend your time?
Yeah, connecting the dots between all these different players. So we talk about an ecosystem, and this is, Silicon Valley is an ecosystem, and innovation needs an ecosystem to be able to thrive and get to the levels you need to get to. So you have the innovation, you have the technology, you need people that understand how to take this technology to the market, to become an actual business. But how do you actually package all this before you get to the market and become a business? And when you're out there, who do you talk to? Who's going to invest in your company? So basically connecting all these different players in the ecosystem is really, really important. And that's where I basically am meeting with all these different players. So learning everything from meeting with ministers and presidents of countries that are actually part of the whole policy around creating good innovation infrastructure and ecosystems around innovation, to, you know, universities and different kind of university programs that are out there, to working with amazing companies like Microsoft that have a lot cooking in their kitchen, and how we can kind of facilitate that into the ecosystem as well. So yeah.
So, and I guess the reason why I asked you that is because you are an amazing connector, and I think one of the things, well, you already know that too, so, but one of the things that we wanted to kind of give the students an opportunity to understand is that Silicon Valley is more than VCs, and more than just a location, and more than this really interesting area of universities and tech giants and things. It's really about, a lot of times, it's about the people.
Absolutely. I mean, the people is what makes this place. And again, this is where you find the absolute weirdest, craziest, nut people on the planet. Because those that are the most extreme crazies out there, those are the ones that make extreme changes in the world as well. And looking at the super awesome tech that you guys have been working with, you fit right in into this environment for sure. But now this is what, I mean, this is the place you get to come to and be whoever you are and be absolutely, you know, innovative and creative and go and stretch all the limits that are out there. And I think that's what's so special about Silicon Valley. We don't have fear as you would see in many other places, meaning that there are a lot of fearless people here, people that take more risks. Maybe some of them jump, you know, without the parachute sometimes, and it gets really messy. But, you know, at least we jump, and, you know, you have to kind of take those risks, and it's okay to fail. I mean, you have a lot of people that have failed several times before they even get to the point where they make that, you know, that Facebook or that Microsoft or, you know, whatever company is out there. So this is the place for all those people. And those that are lucky to come into this environment and work with people here get to actually get a lot of information from those people that share and are open with what their knowledge and their connections and all that. And that's where, you know, SB Forum can help to get in touch with those people for you.
So I think that's actually a really good way of you mentioned about failing. So one of the things that we hear often here is fail fast, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So we also touched on innovation. You touched on technology. And I think, you know, the interesting stat, for first-time entrepreneurs, 90% of first-time entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley happen to be technical. They're technical founders. When you go to LA, you go to New York, sometimes you see different things. So talk to me a little bit about how you see innovation in Silicon Valley. How important is it? if it's all about the people, then innovation plays a secondary role. But innovation is obviously clearly important here too. And you know, it's, I heard another quote the other day actually at an SV Forum event where somebody said, if you're not inventing something that was considered impossible 18 months ago, you're not looking far enough ahead. Mm-hmm. So what do you see? Like, I mean, you get the opportunity, and I should say this, like, you host foreign delegations of entrepreneurs, you coach entrepreneurs, you run almost weekly series where entrepreneurs are coming in and learning how to pitch. So out of all that, what role does innovation play in this ecosystem?
Everything. I mean, without it, it wouldn't really make sense. I mean, nothing would really exist. And who have you read most about from Silicon Valley latest? Can you scream out a name that you've heard a lot? There you go. That is the most innovative person, and without guys like Elon, we can't really move forward. And that's what Silicon Valley is. It is about innovation. It is about finding those things that will truly change the world, that will challenge the status quo and, you know, stretch the limits out there. And I think it's, even if we see, you know, another photo app sharing kind of apps or other kind of Me Too products out there, we see a lot of that, but what is actually happening behind the walls and what's happening in the labs and all that, and really big companies are, as well, have their, you know, secret labs where they're creating the next generation, what's going to happen. I've been in labs where they're right now printing food. For instance, I mean, real food. I just tasted sugar and chocolate last week. By the way, that's the same lab that are doing these bionic hands. So I actually tested one of those. And I meet with guys like I met with Ray Kurzweil, and that talks about, you know, how the brain and everything that's going on, and how we, what's happening next with, you know, we're going to grow these bio labs where we're growing food and veggies and all these kind of things. This is happening right now in Silicon Valley. We are basically inventing the future that no one of us have seen yet. So that's absolutely core.
I think that's a great example. As a matter of fact, Y Combinator, one of the most famous accelerators here in Silicon Valley, actually in their last class had two different startups that were growing vitamins through plants. And you literally would just pick it off and consume it that way. So let me ask you kind of a follow-on question. So we've got innovation, we've got people, and we've got a net influx of about 18,000 people into Silicon Valley every year. And they're all coming here for this ecosystem. If you're new, how do you get started here?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's where organizations like SV Forum is really good to connect with. You go into svforum.org. You check out the calendar we have there. No, but really, it's all about making sure that you're out there and meeting people. This is not the place where you come and you lock yourself into your own, you know, office and not go out there, because then you can be wherever else, right? Silicon Valley is all about being out there and meeting people, because you will meet people that will help you get to the next level. I moved here about 4 years ago from Sweden. Yes, I grew up in Sweden. And it's so much nicer weather here, so I decided to stay. But no, so I didn't know one single person. And today I work with, you know, the premier networking organization and have, you know, more connections than I can keep up relations with. And that was, you know, just 4 years ago, I didn't know one single person. But the first five people I met here were the people that led me to, you know, where I am today. So I'm still, like, best buddies with those people, because, you know, they help me take the next step and next step. And so that's one thing, making sure you're out there meeting people, but also understanding how to follow up and maintain those relations is really important. So you need to learn how, I can do like a class just on how do you network, how do you actually, you know, connect with people, and how do you maintain and follow up. So that's one thing. The other one is to surround yourself with good mentors and advisors. And like, for instance, Founders Institute has a lot of good people that are mentors and advisors there that can help you with your business, with your technology development, with, you know, pitching to investors and other things. And that you usually find in connection to accelerators, incubators, co-working spaces. But you also have the corporates that are really good for you to connect with early on and see what different startup programs they have. because they will also help you to connect with everything from your future clients, partners, to investors and others. So there are several things you should surround yourself with early on so you kind of get access to the whole ecosystem. And you'll see that where in other places is like 3 years, equivalent here is 3 months. So basically in 3 months here, you will get as much results as you will get in 3 years in a different place, because you meet so many people that basically just create so much results for you.
It's interesting that, so we had somebody say Elon Musk, and I've just got to tell the story because you won't. But SV Forum every year has a set of awards that are given out to some of the deepest thinkers and most accomplished people in Silicon Valley. And just 2 years ago, SV Forum honored Elon Musk with an award. So having him on stage was amazing. And again, so in 4 years.
And we've honored Bill Gates.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
That was 1998.
That was a while ago. But it goes to show that, you know, even though you've only been here for 4 years, the network that you've created, both through the organization and personally, you can grow very quickly and be
Absolutely.
Able to. So one of the other things that that is often said about Silicon Valley is that it's a place where egos usually don't get in the way. So reaching out to somebody like Elon Musk, if he's got time, he may provide that time to you. There are a bunch of different ways where you can get connected. So I think that's a great point. So let me, you know, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to open it up to questions from the audience too. So, you know, I want to combine two of these here. So you look at skills or attributes that successful entrepreneurs, first-time entrepreneurs have. Like, how do you, you know, what are some of the things that have kind of shown up to you as kind of leading indicators that somebody can be successful? What kind of attributes should they be looking for?
So I think a successful entrepreneur, first of all, you have to ask yourself, why am I starting this? You know, why this company? Why this idea? Why this product? And usually the ones that succeed best are those that have enormous passion for what they do, that they really care about what they're doing, because you will need that love when you're sitting there and fighting so hard to survive this company. You need endurance, you need patience. And if you don't really love what you do, then you won't really, you know, care as much to really keep this going. So that's one thing. The other thing, I think that entrepreneurs that really go out of their comfort zone, meaning that it is scary. It is, you know, like going out there and you're scared of talking to those people or, you know, picking up the phone, sending that email and getting in front of, on the stage and talking to people, that is scary. But you kind of have to start practicing getting out of that comfort zone. And I think entrepreneurs that do that and really kind of push hard on that, but also those that are in it for the right reasons, meaning that you are doing this to make a change, or you're doing this for, it's not the money that is the first driving factor, and that I think those that you see out there that are really successful, the money has never been the key thing for them to succeed. It has been a passion for them, and those entrepreneurs go back and reinvest in new companies. They get, you know, a good exit, they get some billions or millions, and they can invest that in new companies or new ideas that they have. And those are the most amazing. It's not to go and buy myself an island somewhere. It's actually, although Branson has one, but he's still, you know, out there and creating.
So does Ellison now.
Yeah, that's true. In Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I flew over that with a helicopter last time. No, but really, it's essential. So I think it's all about really looking at yourself and seeing why are you doing this and where will you go with this, because everything else will kind of work itself out with the right people around you. But one key thing too is that, and we're having a pitching event with 12 companies from Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, and Czech Republic this evening. And I've pitch coached all of them actually. One of the key things, I kind of, part of that training is be humble. Be humble to people that have knowledge that you don't have. Be humble to people that give you advice. Be humble to people that tell you that, you know, this you need to do this to get to this point and all that. So be humble to people around you, because I think that some entrepreneurs might get too, you know, too cocky about what they're doing, and they are, you know, they're all Einsteins. It's all, you know, I've built the next generation, this and that, and I'm an Einstein, and no one can tell me that this is not working or this is not great. And that, I think, is a combination or a balance of really believing in yourself and being confident and having passion for what you do, as well as being humble at the same time, is a great combo to succeed.
Totally agree. So, and one of the things that's also said about Silicon Valley is it's very much a pay it forward kind of place.
Yeah.
So, you know, commit to those, and others will commit to you as well. So we've got a couple minutes left, and I'd love to open it up to questions. We probably have time for probably one or two questions. This great opportunity for any of the students. You've got, you know, the CEO of the most connected community in Silicon Valley. What kind of questions do you have for her? And I'll repeat the questions, so go ahead. Oh, you have a mic right here. Okay, great.
Thank you. We're from the East Coast, so we don't really have that same kind of, culture of connectivity. I've always kind of wanted to establish that because we have that at a local level in our school, but how did you get started?
So that's a great question, actually. Thank you for that. And what's your name?
Michael Young.
Hi, Michael. So I think that, I mean, there is Silicon Alley, actually, in New York. For some reason, everyone wants to do their own silicon something, beach and alley and all that. But there is usually some kind of ecosystem. So I think that in every city and everywhere you have maybe a technology-focused or innovation-focused university, you usually see some kind of incubator or other kind of programs around that. And that is usually also connected to, you know, angel investor groups or others. And if there's like a science park or some kind of area where a lot of technology companies are basically gathering in one area. So it kind of grows naturally based on same kind of companies being in the same place. And so it's called a cluster of, you know, cluster of tech companies or cluster of media companies or whatever it is. And on the East Coast, you see clusters of media companies a lot, clusters of financial companies, right? So you have to, like, find your cluster and see. So and that's where when I started, it was actually, I was part of a team that was building a cluster. But the cluster had already built itself because there was a university that was focused on it. There was a huge company called ABB, which is one of the oldest manufacturing robotics company actually out there in the world. So they were in this small city, and then you had the university, and then you had, you know, some investors, and all that together started to create this cluster and the ecosystem. So we just opened a park, a science park around it, and then, you know, kind of make all of those connections happen. So yeah, just look for that and you'll find it.
So we have time for one more question. So,
hi, we're from Austin, Texas, and similar question to what he ased earlier. But one of my questions was integrating like the university with the startup ecosystem. Because for example, in California, Stanford and Berkeley are well integrated with the startup ecosystem. But you know, in other places, in Austin, they're still working towards that. So, do you have any suggestions on how to integrate that with local investors and local companies,
right,
where professors can also get involved too?
So that is actually, so that's a key point. So you can make that happen. What you usually need is it's champions, basically. A champion at a university, a champion at an incubator, someone that really wants this to happen. And that's how it's grown, you know, in other places. And I'm sure that there are champions out there already, and you are one. You want this to happen. So you just kind of put together an event. Put together a gathering where you're saying, hey, we want these people to meet, you know, we want the startup entrepreneurs, the students, the professors, the investors, the corporates, others to meet in one place and for an evening and just, you know, do a meetup and start talking about that. And that's when things start, you know, start happening because the connections are made. And I'm sure that, I mean, Austin is just bursting with a lot of fun and cool stuff that's going on. So why don't you just, you know, announce an event and do it? Yeah.
So I want to thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Right. And no. He's amazing on my board too, by the way. He's absolutely awesome.
Well, I appreciate
thank you guys.
Thank
we love
you.
Microsoft.
So we're going to step off stage. You're going to hand it back to Marion. I want to thank all of you for listening through this. I'll be back later when the judges are when the judges are deliberating. I'll take you through some kind of my quick lessons on what's going on in the Valley and what we learned here. Deba, thank you very much, and thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Good luck. Thank you.